Okay, before I get to the next Nakuda and the Agadita here, the Indian of Tzedakah, I just wanted to point out the bottom Tosis. Tosis says, "Bizman shebetz nefes b'resh kayin gadol." And Tosis says, "How do you know it's referring to a kayin gadol? The isha shakayin head yid kori mikbas." So you all remember from when you learned Chumash the first time, Parshas Truma, you know the mikbas after the kayin head yid. And the mitznefes is for the kain of gedolim. Kediksev esislam avneitim u'mikbayis. In the parish we were, yishum delakayin hedyet loy hayotzitz. V'haysa gedayla kruya mikbayis. Avashay gadol haysa k'tana kruya mitznefes. So Tosfos here says that since the kain gadol wore a tzitz, therefore that took up some space on his head. And the remaining space, which had the hat, was less then a kain hedyet, I suppose, what's pshat, push pshat. Kain hedyet could wear a hat that covered his forehead and higher, because he had a bigger one. Kain gadol had to wear it, couldn't wear it down on his forehead, so he had his tzitz across, so he wore it high. The problem is that the kainim, saya kain gadol, saya kain hedyet, also wore a tefillin shel reish when they were doing the avodah. So if they wore the tefillin shel reish, which was above the tzitz, so what's the difference? Kayin hedyet, kayin gadol. It's exactly the same. It's taka true the kayin gadol wore something on his forehead, but the tefillin shel reish goes on the makom seyer, goes higher, and heyais that he wore tefillin shel reish. So what was the chilek, the mikvayis and the mitznefes? You say one was bigger, one was smaller, just arbitrarily. It's fine, but Tosfos says because of the tzitz. So what does that have to do with the tzitz? Tosfos says, because the kohen gadol wore a tzitz, that's why his was... What? The tzitz had a strap that went in the back.
Around the side or over the top?
Well, the way Rashi describes that, three. Two on the side and one
on the
top.
So the kohen gadol couldn't have a tall hat. The tzitz would pull down.
Because...
The strap that goes over,
the
hat
pulls
down.
Over the hat or under the hat?
Under the hat.
It's under the hat. So Ramesha in the Dibros Maisha says something very nice. He says Tosfos here is l'shitasai in Sukkah Daf Hey. I think that's a Rivo also. What's that? It's a Rivam. Tosfos l'shitasai. Tosfos holds not the way we always learn. We always learn that tzitz is on the forehead. Tosfos shita is that the tzitz was on the makan tefillin and makan yesh baraish l'shnei tefillin. So the tzitz was on one makom tefillin, and then the tefillin shel reish was above it. In other words, there's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin, one behind the other. So on the front, where we wear tefillin, there was the tzitz, and behind that was the tefillin shel reish. So Tosfos l'shitasa, it makes sense. The kohen hedyet wore the tefillin lower because he didn't have a tzitz, so he wore the way we wear it, right at the hairline. The kohen gadol, who wore the tzitz right at the hairline, wore the tefillin shel reish a little higher, and Taki had much less of his head to be able to have the mitznefes on. However, according to the Rambam says the way we always have it that the tzitz was in the forehead. Is Taki no difference? And he brings the Rambam says Lama nikra shma mikbayis, lama nikra shma mitznefes. The Rambam says it just has to do with the way they wrapped it around. The Rambam doesn't say like Tosfos, so it's very good. Tosfos l'shitasa. If you know all the Tosfos and Shas, it helps a lot. You know, you have kashas, you have good tzurutz. So Rambam should look to Tosfos. He said very good. Tosfos l'shitasa because the tefillin shel reish was higher, like the Rambam. There's no difference. Kain hedyet, kain gadol. So the Rambam yes, lama nikra shma mikbayis, lama shma mitznefes. He says just the way it was wrapped, for whatever reason. It was a halacha that had to be wrapped that way, or they were just knowing that way. So it's very gishmak. Okay, let's see the last piece of Gemara here. Darash Rabavira, Zimnin Amalei Mishmeder of Ami, Zimnin Amalei Mishmeder of Asi. My diksiv Kai Amar Hashem, Im Shleimim V'chein Rabim, V'chein Nagayzu V'Avam. If a person sees that his parnasa is tight, he has just what he needs, Yaseh boheh mehen tzedakah. Give tzedakah. Because king shem Reuven, if you have a lot of money, you certainly have to give tzedakah. So even if you have just enough money, what is mitzumtzum? Mitzumtzum is just enough. Even if you have just enough money, you have to give tzedakah. So what does that mean? Where do you give the tzedakah from? The Zeres Mitzumtzum means what? You have just enough money. You can pay your rent, and your electric bill, and your food bill, and your clothing bill, and then you have zero left. That's what Mitzumtzum means. So what does it mean? Where do you give tzedakah from? What? From your bank account. That's what it means. If he has no money in the bank account, if he's just, well, if he lives from hand to mouth, he just earns money, he uses it, earns money,
uses it. Whatever he has doesn't mean money. Some other fund.
Other money.
Clothing.
Gives away some of his clothing.
Gives away clothing.
All right, so it's not some. He has extra clothing. That's what it seems to me. You should be mamaya a little of what you have. In other words, one day eat spaghetti for supper and give the extra money and give the money that you normally would use. I think some things, right? You should be mamaya to what you have in order to be able to give tzedakah. Okay. So far, so good. Amai b'chei na geizu and na guzu va'avar. Tanit ber b'shmal kala geizu na chasa va'isim and tzedakah. If you trim your earnings and you give some tzedakah from it, nitzel medina shal gehinam. Tzchus, mash l'shtei rechilais, shal yu oivrais b'mayim. Achas gezuzah v'achas ene gezuzah. You have two sheep going through the water. One is sheared and one is not sheared. So the one that's sheared goes through easily. Gezuzah avra, sheina gezuzah, the one that's all loaded down with wool, the wool absorbs the water, weighs them down. Sheina gezuzah layav. Plus again, anisicha, amar ma'asutra. Here's a bigger chidush. Afilu ani hamisparnes minat tzedakah. Yaseh tzedakah. So here, how do you explain it? An ani who's misparnes minat tzedakah. He doesn't have enough money to pay his bills. So he gets money from tzedakah. So what does he do? It means he should take more money from tzedakah so he can give tzedakah.
No, so the money that he gave from tzedakah, so that he should give away
from tzedakah. So he goes to tzedakah, he says, I don't have money for supper tonight.
So
give him, they give him $10 for supper. So from that he gives a dollar away and he keeps nine. So for $9 he can get supper. So why do you take $10 for supper? You take a $9 for supper. But they just give him extra money.
He collects.
Collect. Yeah, so he goes around shul collecting. So he goes around shul collecting. You should collect extra. You should collect extra to be able to give tzedakah. It's a very funny thing. A person goes around collecting tzedakah. What do you need it for? I have to give tzedakah. You know. So that's what it seems to say. It seems to say. Yeah, tzedakah. What happens if you don't have enough money for a lulav? You have to go around shul collecting for a lulav. Huh? Person doesn't have enough money for a mitzvah. That's somebody that can't afford a mezuzah. Can't afford a mezuzah. So he has to go around collecting. It's more than a ma'aseh. And the Rambam says that for Arba Kaisis on Pesach, you have to be chayzer al psachim because it's al psumei nisa. So mitzvah is psumei nisa, if you don't have money, you have to ask. But a regular mitzvah, if you don't have money, you're cut off from the mitzvah. Even if you have money, if you have to pay more than chaimish from the chasav, if a mezuzah costs $50 and a person has $100, so he's not mechuyev to buy a mezuzah. Even though he's an extra $100, he doesn't need it to live. He's not mechuyev to buy a mezuzah. So for mezuzah, he doesn't have to give. He doesn't have to be mazal psach. And for tzedakah, he has to be mazal psach. It's hard to say here it's not an obligation because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring this lahalacha. So it certainly sounds like it means an obligation. Sometimes it's hard to know in Agadat Gemara what's an obligation, what's not. But the fact that this is brought in halacha would seem to indicate that it's a halacha. Alright, so okay, you mean the alright, let's you mean Ramesh is the shach, really. Before that he has enough food for today. Let's say he has enough food for a week. He has enough food for next week. So he's collecting for next week.
The last case was
Yes, for 10 months. So what's he doing? He's collecting now for the 11th month. He's collecting tzedakah for month 11 and 12. That's what he's saying. You mean the way I'm phrasing it, that, okay, that's according to the Shach. Alright, there's a kasha here which a number of the Achrayim deal with. I'll mention, I think, four terutzim that I'm aware of. I always tell you that when you have a kasha with four or five terutzim, it means each one has some sharakite on it. So otherwise, there'd be one good teretz, you wouldn't need four or five terutzim, right? But in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzimmer Reish Mem Ches, this halach is brought down. Reish Mem Ches is brought down, that kol adam chayiv litein tzedakah, afilu ani amisparnis minat tzedakah, has to give tzedakah. That's the Reish Mem Ches. In Tzimmer Reish Nun Aleph, the Ramah says, parnosas atzmai kedemes l'chol adam, that a person has to take care of his own parnosa first before anybody else. And you don't have to give tzedakah until you have enough to take care of yourself. Until such a time, you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah. So that's a theory. Reish Mem Ches says, even an ani has to give. Reish Nun Aleph, it says, ani doesn't have to give. So the Aruch HaShulchan learns that it's a machlokes, this mechaber Ramah. Reish Mem Ches is a mechaber. Reish Nun Aleph is a Ramah. He learns that they're taka arguing. But it's a little funny, if the Rama was arguing, you should have written it in Reish Mem Ches if he meant to argue. So, putting aside the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm aware of three mahalchim, three ways to answer. First is the Shach. The Shach in Reish Mem Ches, Sivkat Na'alef, he says that if a person doesn't have parnasa at all, he doesn't have food for today, tavada parnasa atzmai kedemes. We're talking about someone who has parnasa for now, but he doesn't have a derech lisparnes. He doesn't have a business. He doesn't have a keren. He doesn't have a way of earning parnasa. Such a person who doesn't have a way of earning parnasa is allowed to collect tzedakah, to try to set himself up in business or whatever it is that he has to do. So that's the type of ani that we're talking about, that is chayim b'tzedakah. Right now he's got enough to eat, but he doesn't have a source of parnasa for a year, it's a gather of 12 months. So such a person who has, right now he has parnasa, but he's worried about the future, that's the person that our Gemara is talking about. That's the Shach.
What does he have now?
So now he has enough for this week. For 2 weeks, he has enough food. He's selling Gesregim after Sukkot's good. He has parnasa for now. And he's worried about the future. So up to a year, he's allowed to. His worry of parnasa, up to a year, you're allowed to collect tzedakah. If you're worried about parnasa 10 years from now, that you can't collect. But up to a year, a person's allowed to collect. So in the Nachlas Tzvi, which are the Hagois, Pischei Tshuva wrote, besides the Pischei Tshuva, which is a collection of other people's tshuvas, there are, every once in a while, there's a Hagah in Shulchan Aruch from the author of the Pischei Tshuva, called Nachlas Tzvi. And he asks on the Shach that it's not mashma that way from our Gemara. Gemara says, Mizaynasa Mitzum Tzamin, and then it goes to Ani. The Seder is mashma, Mizaynasa Mitzum Tzamin, that he has for now. And Ani is mashma that he doesn't have even for now. The Seder of the Gemara, he says, is not mashma like the Shach, the order of the Gemara. What? Right. So he understands that the Nachlas Tzvi is understanding Ani Misparnas means right now he's Misparnas Nat Tzedakah. Not really so. But okay. Rav Moshe writes that to defend the Shach, Rav Moshe writes such a thing that Ani Misparnas Nat Tzedakah means up to a year, because up to a year you can be Misparnas Nat Tzedakah. Ramesha defends the Shach and he holds the Ikar is like the Shach. The truth is the Shach is Shver for another reason. This takana that you're allowed to collect money for up to a year is not from the Zman HaGemara. In Tzimur Reish Nun Gimel Yaradeya, I think the Nachasi mentions this kashin, that it was a later takana that Klal Yisrael said that you're eligible for tzedakah even if you're worrying about the future. But that whole gather that you could collect, even if you have money for 6 months, you collect for 6 months from now, it's really a late, it seems to be a later takana. And that makes the Shach a little schwer. But anyway, the Shach Teretz is a Shach Teretz. Nachasvi has a second Teretz. His Teretz is, there's a din that even an Ani, even a poor man who has nothing, Al Yifchas Meshlishis HaShekel L'shana. Very good. If I use the word strange or queer, it's a funny thing. Shulchan Aruch says, even if you're exempt from tzedakah, you should give a shlishis hashekel. We learn it from a pasuk in Nehemiah. Now, how much is a shlishis hashekel? Right, I told you once, a dinner is 192 putas. Right, a dinner. It's about 70 cents. And a shekel is 4 dinarim. A shekel is $2.40. A shlishis hashekel is 80 cents. It says, even if you're part of a tzedakah, 80 cents a year you have to give. That's what it, a dollar a year you have to give no matter what. So the Nachasvi says, the Ani is part of a tzedakah. But that, what's our Gemara referring to? Those 80 cents a year that everyone's mechuyev to give, that, afilu Ani am esmaris mena tzedakah, yes, it's tzedakah. The minimum amount, that shlishis hashekel, that you should give. So, all right, in Kapala and the Kabbal. So here comes out a tremendous nafkamin ala alatha. According to Nachasvi, an ani amisparis and a tzedakah is yetzel with his shlishis hashekel l'shana, and that's it. When you learn our Gemara, it sounds like ani amisparis means you've got to give tzedakah, karoi. No, he says you just have to give the minimal amount. This is the Shas Teretz Nachasvi. There's a third Teretz in the Ragichov, in the Tzoknes Paneach on the Rambam. And to me, his teretz is much more satisfying, much more geschmack. The Ragachava says there are two dinim in tzedakah. There's one din that if an ani comes to you, you must give him. You're not allowed to close your hand. An ani who's collecting for himself, you mechuyev to give. If someone goes around that he's collecting for achnasas kala, you're not mechuyev to give him a penny, even if you're a multimillionaire. And you have $1 million tzedakah to give, and someone says, I'm collecting for yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I'm collecting for a maisid, or I say, I'm collecting for other people to marry off their daughters, he's not collecting for himself. You're not mechuyev to give a penny, there's no halacha. Even if it's a shliach, it's not. It's not true. It's only from an ani you have to give. Somebody else, you're not mechuyev to give, is an exception. If a town gets together and makes a kupa, then you're mechuyev to give. But the way we live today, if a person collecting for himself, and on he comes, you're obligated to give him something. Yeah, how much do you have to give him? An amount that if everyone gave him that amount, he could live. So if you give him a dime or a quarter, that's sufficient. But an ani, there's one din of, you have to give. Then there's another din. That even if you don't meet an ani, let's say you don't meet any aniyim, you still mechuyev to give tzedakah. You have to find a gabbai, someone to give out tzedakah for you. You have to give either maisa or a chaimish, whatever the gedarim are. A person has to give out his tzedakah. Gemara says that there's a din, there's an issa to be ma'acher tzedakah up to a year. You have to give out your tzedakah within the same din of not being ma'acher, the giving of your karbanis, it applies to tzedakah too. But it says if the ani is standing in front of you, you don't get shalosh regalim, you don't get a year to give it out. If the ani is in front of you, you have to give right away. Two different din. One din if the ani is there. One din if you have to go look for the tzedakah. Dr. Ragachev, a very geschmack. He says, "Afili ani amisparidus b'net tzedakah yasa tzedakah." If an ani comes over to him, he's got to give him. That din, that Lysiphus is Yatcha, Mechicha Avya, and that he has to do also. What it says there in Simmer Reishna Aleph is Parnosas Atzmai Kedemes is that before you have to go out and give tzedakah, parnasas atzmai kedemes, the parnasas acherim. You have to take care of yourself first and others after. Because there's no lav, nobody approached you. It's just there's a mitzvah you give tzedakah. So that mitzvah, if you don't have money, you have to give tzedakah. The reason it's very geschmack to be the Ragachava is because when I started the sugya, it bothered me, like I asked you before, why should tzedakah be different than mezuzah or shayfer or luliv? If you don't have money, you're potter, you don't have to buy a mezuzah. Why should tzedakah, a mitzvah say, you have to give chaybish from the chasav and that's it? Like the Ragachava, it's very geschmack. The mitzvah say, you take a potter from. It's a mitzvah say, give you tzedakah, if you don't have money, parnasas atzmei kedemes. If an ani approaches you, there's a lav. A lav, a person has to give. There's no din of chaymish min lechasa. For a lav, a person has to give kol lechasa. Whatever he has, he has to give his last puta to not be over a lav. So for a lav, for that, and achinami, for that, there's no shir. Hafilu ani amisparis not tzedaka, yasa tzedaka. So the Ragachava's pshat, to me, is the most satisfying pshat of all. One is talking if an ani approaches you. One is talking that you're going to give out tzedakah.
The ani smart ask right
back. Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Agos on this halacha writes that two aniim could just trade. He'll give him and he'll give him. But he says they can't be mechayiv themselves. If Ani A gives Ani B on the condition that Ani B gives it back to him, so he says, that's not giving. Yeah, he can give it to him, and then he says, now I ask you. They'll be there all day. Okay. So he says, well, Chaim Knievsky writes that. What?
At the end of the day,
if he asks for it back.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. No, to give, you only have to give. That is, that if an ani comes to you, you have to give him an amount that he'll be able to eat, if he'll be able to have his parnasa for the day.
Now you got money from him, you just got my son.
Well, if you don't have money, if you need that money to pay your rent, then you don't have to. Then the person is part of from Sadaf. So these are three mahalfim. Like I say, to me, the Ragachava is the most geschmack. But la halacha, I guess the shach, or Moshe passes like the shach. So I guess la halacha is like the shach says, that the person doesn't have money for right away, he's potter. He's just worried about the future. Today, most people are worried about the future. So being worried about the future, that's not a patur. Okay? And that's la halacha, the shach and Moshe's psak is the yikr. Now, there's a very difficult question here, which is nogeya today. It shouldn't happen to anybody that he should feel mizunaisa b'tzimtzonim, but it happens. There are people who are balei chayv, and they don't have money, and they have the question about giving tzedakah. Question is, what is mizunaisa b'tzimtzonim? A man comes, he has a shayla, says, listen, I am a balei chayv. Now, if you have a mortgage in your house, it's not a balei chayv. Because that's normal to have a mortgage in your house. But a man tells me, you know, I had to marry off my kids, I didn't have money, I borrowed money, I owe money. So, all right, paying a chayv has kedima to tzedakah. But let's say he says, you know, I have a payment plan, I'm paying it, but I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money beyond that. It doesn't have to be made chasna. Some people have a job, and living is expensive, and he says, I don't have money at the end of the month. I used up all my money, and I don't have money for tzedakah. So what happens? I'd rather have somebody who asked me not too long ago. He has a job. He comes from rather a very wealthy family. And he has a job. And at the end of every month, his job doesn't cover his expenses. At the end of every month, his parents cover whatever he's missing. They do it with the save upon the office. And, you know, and whatever he's missing, he has a parnasa. So he asked me, do I give tzedakah? That was his question. The question is, what's called to have enough money? What's called, how much money is enough to live on? Yerach HaShulchan writes, Simin Reish Nun Aleph, where it says, Parnasa Sama Atzmai Kedemes, the Lashon of the Yerach HaShulchan is a foul. It says, that's talking, you only have enough for yourself, that means bread and water. That's his Lashon. That means bread and water. But if you're eating lechem or basar v'tavshilin, if you're eating all kinds of nice foods, all kinds of fancy foods, so then that doesn't mean there's no din of parnosas atzmei kedemes. So eat a little less of the other foods and give tzedakah. It's a little hard to know what's the gather. And he says, if it's only bread and water, you're potter. If it's bread and basar v'tavshilin, it's good. How much is good and how much is no good? It's hard. No, it's only a din that if when he was, there's no din they have to support him. There's a halacha that if a person was wealthy, he lived a wealthy lifestyle, as Yaron Melechasov, so it is considered tzedakah to give him what he had before. Not mechuyif to give him, but it's considered tzedakah. Daimach sayreit. But as far as him giving tzedakah, so he has to be mitzamtein. So in this, what? I'm going to believe that. I want to get to that in a minute. Okay. Living beyond your means. The Grad Rache Shulchan says, it's a very nice lashon. He says, "Ein shir lahitzois." There's no shir to how much you could spend to live. A person can make. People make a lot of money and they can't make ends meet. It depends. It depends if a person has seichel or not. Huh? That's what the Rache Shulchan is saying. If you're living beyond your means, so that doesn't path you. From, that does not path you from tzedakah. That's what he said. So what's the geder? So I saw there's a sefer tzedakah mishpat on Hilchos Tzedakah. So he says he doesn't understand the Rache Shulchan. He doesn't give a geder. So he says the geder is haitzois haragilim, which right there doesn't help you too much. But he says whatever's normal. If it's normal, it's okay. I don't know, he gradually lives in Meir Sharim, so maybe there they are Tzoyis HaRegimah. But you go in Brooklyn, there's such a spread, you've got two neighbors, literally, you have two neighbors, one is he's a chinuch, he's making $50,000-$60,000 a year, and he's got no problem, he's not worried about parnosa. And next door you have a guy making $250,000 a year and he can't make ends meet. It's true, whatever your expectations are, whatever a person's expectations are, that's you get trapped by your expectations. And that's the way life is. So I once heard from Rav Palm the following geder. I don't know if you're going to like this, but he said the following. He said that a man is mechuyev to be mitzamtzem to give tzedakah, but first he has to take care of his wife. A man has chiyuvei ksuva to give parnasa to his wife. What to give parnasa to his wife? Kimini guvern yudan, it says in the ksuvah. Like the way yidin behave. There's a halacha that oila imai ve'ena yeredes imai. A woman who's used to a certain lifestyle in her father's house, oila imai, if the husband is used to a bigger lifestyle, he has to give her a bigger lifestyle. Ve'ena yeredes imai, but she doesn't have to go down because of him. Which means, let's say a man says, I don't have money to give tzedakah. I don't have money. So we ask him, you have a stereo at home? You have a stereo, so sell it. Give it to tzedakah. So it seems that you would have to do that, according to the Rosh HaShulchan. You have a car. He says, you need a car? If you need a car for your parnasa, that's one thing. You have a car, so sell your car and give tzedakah. But if his wife has a car, so then the wife's car that you now touch. Because the wife's car that you're mechuyev to provide for her a car. For yourself, you're not mechuyev to provide yourself a car. Miksubi, you don't guarantee yourself anything. Rapam would say that if the person has enough to take care of his wife, what she needs, so then the rest, he has to make sure to give to the doctor. He doesn't have to take care of his wife, so he has to take care of his wife first. And once his wife has a car, Mr. Lee could borrow the car, right? But it's just an interesting way of looking at things. People very often, on their own outsides, they're mavater, they spend extra money on this, on that. When the wife spends extra money on something, they get nervous, you know, that the wife is spending, you know. So everyone has a nature. What you feel is good to spend money, you spend. What your wife feels, you don't feel. So it seems to be just the opposite. Whatever the wife is used to, you're mechuyev. what you're used to, so that you have to be the same.
If everything the wife, if everything the husband owns, then why can't the husband give away the wife's car?
He can give away the wife's car, but then he has to buy her a new one. He's completely lost silver to support his wife. You know, that's what should I tell you? As I state Miksuva, if you want to be out of it, you're still before the chasna, you can make Tanai, call Tanai Shalom and Kai. But the way Jews work, it's for the Parnasa, it's the husband's achrayus. It could be the wife works, and the wife brings in that Parnasa, but you shouldn't think, even if a person gets married, he plans to learn for 10 years, and that's the arrangement, if after 10 months or 10 days there's no Parnasa, it's the husband's achrayus. If you want, you could cross it out of the Ksuba. It says, I'm an Eflafaikev, a Fardis, you know, there's a certain obligation that a husband has. But the way we work it is that it's the husband's obligation. There's no, you should know, a lot of people have a mistaken notion. I'm talking about the people who just have a mistaken notion of the way it's, the money's supposed to work in the house. And they have this thing that it's like 50-50, you know, it's all even. And it's not the wife's achrayus. There's no money, so the wife has to share the burden. But it's the husband's achrayus. So Ramesha has this tshuva about someone who supported in Kailul. If he has to give tzedakah, he has to give ma'aser, and he comes up a pshitos that he has to give ma'aser. That's not his shaila. Shaila is if the person supporting him is makbid. That I don't want you to give ma'aser, because if you give ma'aser, I'm going to have to give you more. Whether that kpeda is binding on the people being supported. The way Ramesha explains the shaila is that if the people receiving the money are going to give tzedakah, going to give ma'aser, either they'll have to ask for more money, or they'll be unhappy. So the father-in-law could say, I'm supporting my children, I want them to be happy. So I want neither option. I don't want to give more, and I don't want them to be unhappy. So Ramesha says that if a person has such kapedus, that the kapedus are true, they don't have to give ma'aser from what they get from him. They still have to give ma'aser from earnings they have, if they make money, or even if they get interest on the money that he gives them. But on the money he gives them, he could have such a time. But for Shteitzach, Ramesh is not saying that people should have such a time. Ramesh is saying that if someone has such kpedis, and such strong kpedis, like a dekach, that he wrote a letter to Ramesh, that anyway, Ramesh writes that if somebody has such kpedis, the kpedis is all true. However, if a person, in a typical situation, a person who's being supported should be in the same in the chasav, in order to be able to give ma'aser, and it's baduka menusa that ain't other misani min atzedaka. People give, people should give, and the Rabbi used to tell people, if you can give your wife what she needs, just worried about other things, so then you should give ma'aser. If not, so you don't give the ma'aser. A person can't afford to give ma'aser, he doesn't give ma'aser. He owes it to ma'aser. Someday he'll be wealthy, he'll pay back what he owes from the previous years. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, just to quote a few of his psukim here, this is in Hilchos Matoras Lavyayinim, Derech Amunah Chelek Aleph. It's in Hilchos Matoras Lavyayinim. On page 244, he has a pretty nice rundown of a lot of the things that people ask. This one page has many of the dinim. I think I mentioned to you once about chafetzim that you get as a gift that you don't have to give. It's here on this page. He says, המקבל מתנה, כגון אלו שמקבל מתנה יש לחסונוסם, אם קיבל חפצים, אין צורך לעשות מייסר, that's what I mentioned to you. If you get an item, you don't have to give מייסר, אבל אם קיבל מייס, אפילו בשביל לקנות דבר מסוים, צורך לעשות מייסר. If you got cash, even if the intention was it should be spent on an item, so צורך לעשות מייסר. The person has to give מייסר, gift certificate. The question, gift certificate that's only good for certain things, is that like money or not? It's not like money. It's kind of chafetzim. He says an interesting thing here. He says, Shamati mechazaynish, that's his makar. Shemati mechazayne shechem etzasi b'sefer ma'isek sofim b'shem tshuvas yad alevi and neigam lita ma'isem min ha'dayronos from things you get. Avon m'maisem nadanya, but if you're given money when you get married, muva b'chol achrayinim sheminig losis ma'isek and iskaleo. Avon moron zal omar, chazayne said, ha'tam sh'anois m'mois afilu liknois dover mesuyim. Why is it that you have to give ma'iser? Interesting lush. The giver is not really so makbid if you're going to give ma'isa from it. So therefore, you give. It's much more like Rav Moshe that the giver is makbid, you wouldn't give. But here he has an interesting shot. What happens if someone gave you money for something, and you, if you're going to give ma'isa, you won't be able to afford the thing? Here's an example. Somebody is buying a dira in Eretz Yisrael, and his parents gave him money to buy a dira. So if he's going to give 10% of the money they gave him to tzedakah, he's not going to be able to buy the dira. So what do you do now? He says, "Imal yedezeh sheite ma'isa lo yaspek lo yiluknes hadavar, shenos na'avurai, v'yeshu lo yilite ma'is hacherim," he has no other money, "Yershaim olav ha'maisa l'chayiv," you should write down the maisa for as a chayiv. "V'kshayuchal yiparan," when you get rich, you have more money, you'll pay back. Interesting thing. So listen to what he says. It's taka interesting. He says, "Chayin hayram moran zal l'chosin, shenos lo hayram mais l'knez dira." His parents gave him money to find a dira, buy a dira. "Im yayir ha'maisa, v'yaspik l'dira." So Chazanish said, "Yershaim olav ha'maisa l'chayiv, v'meshach hazman yiparan." So you pay it. But he says, "Avo, im aviv aichamav laihiknalayas hakesef." If they didn't give him the cash, "Ela, hu kainalayas hadira." If they gave the money directly to the previous baal hadira to buy the dira, "Afilu shalach es haben sheyikne," even if the son's going to sign on the deed, "Kibin shadayin ein hakesef shalai," if he never got the cash in his hand, "Ein tzarech haben lost his maisa." Interesting din. You have to make the right arrangements. You want to buy a house. But you think, "Don't give me the money. If you're going to give me the money, I have to give ma'isa. You give the money to the seller, and I'll get the house. And then you don't have to give." Interesting thing. Why should it be this way? It's a hagdara exactly. It seems it's a halacha that if you get money, that you have to give it. He writes here also, "Beferish." People asked about being supported. He says, "Marnachazinish tzal hayra shagam bachurei hayeshiva tzrichin lite maisek safim emois hatemicha shemakavla mei hayeshiva." So somebody is supported from kol money. Kol shekhen you get from your parents. The person has to give maisa money from the money that a person gets that he's being supported. He says that a person has to give. A few other halachas he has here. The Netziv writes an interesting kula. Netziv in Hamak Shaila says the same as the Nachlas Tzvi on this whole Shtikal Torah. The Netziv in Hamak Shaila, it's Simen Samach Beis Oishes. He also brings out the Mara and asks the Stira, and he says the thing with the Shlishas Hashekel the same as the Nachlas Tzvi. And he writes one line at the end. He writes, if you're raising children over the age of 6, so then that could count as ma'aser. I'm not talking about tuition or anything. He's talking about paying for your kids to eat and have clothing over the age of 6. Api halacha, you don't have to. There's takana susha that you have to give parnasa to your kids till 6 years old. Afterwards, you can send them out to get a job. You can, you're not mechuyav to be mefarnes them. So the Netziv says you could count that. He brings, or Chaikinievsky brings, the Gemara says on that, "Oysa tzedaka b'chol eis, zeh hazon mefarnes banav abitav haketani." That's the Gemara. The Netziv says that. That's a tremendous kula. Usually kids cost you a lot of money. But Ramesha disagrees with that. Ramesha says that that's all talking where the kid won't have frumkite problems. If it's from kids, you have to keep them in a certain environment, then that's an obligation. The Rabbi Kanievsky brings Parnassus Banav of Nosav Agadalim, Yisayim of Nei Sheish, Yeshayimim, Kinin Shein Chayim Lefarnasam, Yochel Lechayshvay Bechesh Ben Hamaisim. The Koshke b'nei Yugimel v'yaisim. He brings the Yeshayimrim. Who's the Yeshayimrim? He says the Birkei Yosef, Baruch HaShulchan, V'shamati Shekein Haira HaChazaynish. That over 6 years old you can count off your Maisim. V'yeshayimrim she'i'ef shalachay shvay. He called David Shagam Balav Hachi Haya Naisen Lai, he Efshel Chayshvay Becheshvan Amaiser. He says that even though the Rabbi Shalom may count it for Tzedakah, but you can't count that for. This is Techesu Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. I think there's something. Oh, I read the footnotes wrong. I'm sorry. The footnote that's Mekel is Samach Beis, I think. He says Pesrei Tshuva. The footnote that's Machmir is Techesu Birkei Yosef and the Chazaynish. Mishnah Berurah means to go on the next thing. Davar Shulchai, the Matanis Lev Yayin, the Machzor Hashekel, Pidyon Kaparis, Kol Kai Gavni, you can't take off a mass. That's Mishnah Berurah. Alright. Akoponim, this is a Machlaikis. Certainly, a person should try to give tzedakah. I should tell you that it's badak menusa that people who tend to give meiser have it easier when it comes to parnasa things than people who don't. There's no guarantees in life. Sometimes, you know, there were gedolim that were aniyim. They certainly gave tzedakah whatever they were mechuyev to give. But al kapanim, people look for all kinds of skulas here and everywhere. It's funny to me, lately there's this latest skula for the ladies to say Perek Shira. Heard about this? They said Perek Shira, Oscar put out Shira books now. Everyone said, I got phone calls. Are you Yaitza if you say Shira, Perek Shira by night, or only by day? Someone called me. Said, I didn't know any demon of saying Perek Shira. If you want a skula, a lady who says Kriya Shema gets a mitzvah deraisa that they're part of from, they get sarkeda mitzvah vaisa. So say Kriya Shema. It's a nice thing to say Perek Shira. If you're going to read Good Housekeeping, you know, it doesn't compare. Perek Shira is a zillion times better. But, you know, people are looking for skulas. It's a very strange world. People, you know, the red string that people have and all these other skulas people get carried away with. But the only thing that it says that it's a segula, that Rechanuni Nabezais is giving tzedakah. And it's a very interesting thing. Parnasa, the amount of money people need nowadays, the amount of money people have, varies so greatly, it's very, very hard to make a cheshbon. I'll tell you, in my own life, there was a time, I asked for Tom Shaiva, because I thought I had an exemption from Meister, because they started selling tapes of the Navi Shir. So whatever they sell, Api Aloch, it's really mine, it's my Shir. But all the money was going to the shul to put up this to put up the building, we're building the shul. So I asked Rapam if I could count that off for Meister. After all, it's really my money, and it's going to tzedakah. So Rapam thought a minute. He said yes. So I didn't stop giving tzedakah, but I stopped keeping a Meister cheshbon. The next 2-3 months, somehow I didn't have enough money to pay my bills. I had a very hard time. I can't tell you, you know, sometimes you hear a story, you know, so someone got sick and it cost just the same amount of money, you know. I didn't say that. But it was hard. You know, I realized it was when I stopped. So I started keeping my Meiser Cheshbon again. And then everything went back to the old way, you know. It's you can tell me it's psychosomatic. But a person should give Meiser. Really, Apidin, it's Hashem, you'll all have plenty of money. Apidin, you should give a Chaimish. If a person has a lot of money, there's enough money, he puts away money, you should give a Chaimish. Meiser, you yaitse with Meiser. The person really should give chaimish min achasav, and it's Hashem. You know, Rapam once spoke this at a good convention. He told me, spoke about tzedakah. He said that you should know, you know, if you can afford to come to a good convention, it could be. It's most likely that you're mechuyev to give a chaimish min achasav. You know, you have to really sit down about the cheshbon. Rapam told me afterwards that a lot of people came to ask him if they have to give a chaimish. He said whoever asked didn't have to give a chaimish. Like all the Rebbeim and the Kalei, you know, they were asking if they have to give a chaimish. You know, the other people, Mustam, they were giving anyway. So, anyway, it's a very nice page of Shulchan Aruch of Chaim Kanievsky's writings to read. I read to you a little bit. It's like something you can read when you're not in the mood to learn. You know, it's like it's a very, very geschmack rundown of Hilchas Meiser. I just, when people phrase the question, do I have to give Meiser from something? I don't really like it. I have to. It's like, you know, there's, you know, you have to be civil certain things. You get to give nice. It's a big thing to be able to give tzedakah. It's a tremendous thing. And a person should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has money to give nice from. He's able to give. It's a lot of money. It's not bad. So you have a lot of money to give nice from. A person should be zahir. The Gemara ends off. V'lay encha oid. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Tani Rabbi Yosef shum ein marun lo simanei anios, that the simanei anios he won't have. Some sefer writes, he writes something a little funny. He writes, this is his words. He writes, he wants to say a pshat b'derech letzi. B'derech letzi a pshat in this Gemara. You can look at what he's saying. That's a little atonis, but the basic pshat he says is that paras anios is the tzara. A certain tzara of anios that a person can't give. You want to help people. He writes, the teva is an ani wants to give, and an usher doesn't want to give. Because the usher has money, he says, yetzahara not to give. An ani doesn't have money anyway, so no yetzahara. A person by nature likes to give. So he says, if you give, you won't have simanei anius. This tzar, not being able to give, that you're not going to have. What I would like to do, I was originally thinking to not chaza till daf tes, but it's going to be till the next Mishnah, but it's going to be too much. It's already three blocks plus this blot of Agadita. What I'd like to do for the rest of the week is to chaza. We started Gimel Amid Beis, the Shlesha Git and Psulim. And I think, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to forget from Gimel Amid Beis, so it's really time to chaza. Chazara is like a person has, Gemara says chazara is like you're a farmer, you have your chitim, you pile them up in your silo. There's something they used to put in to keep it, preserve it, that it shouldn't spoil. If you don't put in your preservatives, it all spoils. Chazara, we really have to do a few chazaras, but at least to do a proper chazara, I'll try in Mitzvah Shem again to make chazara sheets to help with the chazaring. It's a lot of Gemara, right? A lot of Taisis also. And please put in the time. Chazara should be a time that you, that smother becomes more, not less. Because we're not going to spend 2 weeks on Chazara. We're going to spend a few days on Chazara. It's going to be just enough time. If you put in the time, you'll chaza, you'll have something from it. If not, not. Really what we should do is when we get to the next Mishnah, we should again chaza the whole eighth blot. So at another Chazara, we'll have more of a kiyum. But in the meantime, at least from Gimel Amid Beis, from Shlesha Git Psulim, make sure that to spend the time Chazara on Chazara. Bli Neder, and tomorrow I'll bring in Chazara sheets, at least on the beginning of it. So please, 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 please.